The Alaska legislature has set aside funds to pay for a review of the impacts of mining in the Bristol Bay region. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The $750,000 to pay for an independent third-party review of mining in the Bristol Bay region must still survive a potential veto by Alaska Governor Sean Parnell. But if it does, the goal is to get the process started fairly quickly. Among the lawmakers who worked diligently to get the funding approved was District 37 State Representative Bryce Edgman from Dillingham. He confirmed that the money will be funneled through a legislative committee called the Legislative Council. Edgman says it was not an easy task to get the money through the legislative process.
A lot of people really chipped in to help make this thing a reality, because there's a lot of legislators that were dead set against it. And in fact, going back to the last couple of days of session, in fact, on the last day of session, there were two attempts to derail the funding, and myself and Representative Osterman were working as many legislators as possible, and we managed to fend it off and keep it in the budget and not dilute the language or to have it rewritten so that it didn't apply specifically to the Pebble Mine project, quote-unquote.
The $750,000 has been specifically set aside to conduct an independent third-party scientific and multidisciplinary study of the potential of a large mine development in the Bristol Bay drainage. At the heart of the issue is the proposed Pebble Mine that would be located near Iliamna Lake. The company looking at developing the mine says the earliest that they would apply for permits would be 2011. Representative Edgman says it would be best if the review preceded the permit applications.
For a lot of people, it would be good to have the study completed, the 18 months or the 2 years that the study would take, and then have the permitting process follow afterwards. And so there's some definite unknowns in all of that. And there's also likelihood, like I said a moment ago, that the two of them, both the permitting process and this major sort of socioeconomic environmental review of the whole proposal, both of those could be going on concurrently.
The idea of having an independent third-party review of mining in the Bristol Bay drainage was supported by all of the state senators and representatives that represent the Bristol Bay region. That support also extended to the east side of Cook Inlet into the district represented by Senator Tom Wagner from Kenai, who is a member of the minority in the state Senate.
If we do this Pebble Mine, we want to do it right. I think maybe there's a little more funding there than needed to be put in place, but just because the funding is there doesn't mean you had to spend it all. But I think that really has to be done. I'm very supportive of the Pebble Mine. I'm also a commercial fisherman. I still fish halibut. The last thing I want to see is anything interfere with a renewable resource such as the Bristol Bay Red Salmon Run.
Both supporters and opponents of the Pebble Mine are now anxiously awaiting whether or not Governor Parnell will veto the $750,000 that has been set aside to pay for the third-party review of mining in the Bristol Bay drainage. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.